This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The physical symptoms of COVID-19 are well known and far ranging, but many people with the virus are also battling less tangible impacts like anxiety. WBEZ is chronicling Illinois' road to recovery, bringing you stories of people as they recuperate from COVID-19. Today, reporter Kate McGee tells us how one man continued to experience anxiety even after he physically recovered.
Terrence Nichols' struggle with COVID-19 started with chills and body aches. Then came the fever. He could handle that. He's been sick before. But when he lost his sense of taste and smell, the 44-year-old says that's when the anxiety attacks kicked in.
I've never lost something that I've had all my life. My anxiety went through the roof.
Nichols lives in Humboldt Park with his girlfriend. He thinks he got the virus from a nurse at his dad's office. His father, who is a doctor, also tested positive but never had any symptoms. As Nichols waited for confirmation he had the virus, he struggled to control his thoughts.
I was out walking the streets at like 2:30 in the morning. Mind is racing. And then I started thinking of all these other things that I really can't even control. Like death. And I was just thinking about everything that could go wrong, all because I lost my taste and smell.
Besides a panic attack a decade ago, Nichols said this anxiety is new for him. The stress of a global pandemic has increased anxiety among millions, but it's especially difficult to manage at the same time your body is also fighting a brand new virus we're still learning so much about. It caused Nichols' insomnia.
And my body needed rest to heal, but I wasn't going to heal if I couldn't sleep.
He was prescribed Xanax, but didn't want to depend on it. Then he tried melatonin.
Nothing worked until I prayed. I started reading my Bible. I'm not that really church going, I believe speaking the tongues type of person. Once I started doing that, it brought kind of a peace to me.
Nichols had a mild case. His physical symptoms subsided in about a week. An official diagnosis brought some relief and then more anxiety.
I started thinking about, man, I could have died. My dad could have died. And I was doing okay. Then I started thinking about these things when I got home. And I guess maybe this anxiety maybe is kind of the aftermath of having the virus. I don't know.
Nichols is also out of work due to the pandemic, another stressor. He says creating a strict daily routine helps him fill the days, but he felt like it would have helped to talk to people who have gone through the same experience. He created a support group on Facebook called Coping with COVID-19 Driven Anxiety, especially to address that.
I would hate for people to have that same experience.
It's one of many Facebook groups specifically focused on anxiety during this time. These days, Nichols says he's recovered and is able to exercise and keep up that daily routine. He's also started meditating, but it's taken time for his taste and smell to return.
Flavors have to be really strong for me to taste them, but that's okay, because if it's bland, I don't want it anyway.
Now, he mostly just feels lucky.
I struggled, but it wasn't like the struggle, like have to go to hospital and get on a ventilator. I didn't have to do any of that, so I'm super lucky. I try not to dwell on it too much because then I might start to get anxious again.
He worries staying home out of work could cause the anxiety to flare up again, but he's looking forward to the possibility of getting out more if the stay-at-home order relaxes some at the end of the month. Kate McGee, WBEZ News.